Federal debt jumps on the last day of the year. Economists gather and discuss the coming rate hikes. And is the Senate finally willing to audit the Fed? Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, January 5th. We're back to the five-day work week in the markets now, so let's start with a look at the reports due in the week ahead. On Wednesday, the Federal Reserve releases the minutes of its meeting held in the week before Christmas. And then on Friday, the report on the unemployment situation for the month of December. The consensus guesstimate is for the unemployment rate to have eased slightly lower, down to 5.7%. In Washington, Congress reconvenes on Tuesday. Also Tuesday, President Obama meets with Mexico's president. And on Wednesday, there's a Senate committee hearing on the Keystone XL pipeline project. Straightening out the books for the end of the year, federal debt grew by almost $100 billion on December 31st, 2014. The year ended with the U.S. in the red by $18.141 trillion. That's $18,141 billion, and that's just the visible portion of the federal debt. Does not count the mounting unfunded liabilities of the government. The total of that is well over $100 trillion. For the calendar year 2014, the visible federal debt grew by $790 billion. Well, with the Republicans taking control of the Senate later this month and Mitch McConnell replacing Harry Reid, is Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill finally going to get a vote in the upper chamber? Perhaps. Republican Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky will reintroduce the bill in the House this month, while Senator Rand Paul, also of Kentucky, will reintroduce it in the Senate. And now aides to McConnell, also of Kentucky, say that he will bring the bill to the floor of the Senate for a vote. This is the best chance for the measure to pass, says Norm Singleton. He's with Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, although he says it's not a slam dunk. 75% of the people support the bill, he says, but the powerful banking and Wall Street cronies are, of course, all aligned against it. And the Fed itself can be expected to move heaven and earth, if need be, to stop this important oversight measure. The American Economic Association held its annual meeting over the weekend in Boston, and a great deal of the talk was about the bumps in the road ahead as the Fed raises rates this year, with one Fed official saying that it may indeed be a bumpy ride, although Janet Yellen has said it's unlikely the Fed will raise rates at its meeting later this month or in March. Other Fed officials spoke as though it's a foregone conclusion that the rate hikes are in the works. The president of the Cleveland Fed says that they'll most likely raise rates in the first half of 2015. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for the new week and the first one of the new year. Thanks for listening. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.